the head of the education department in the college.
那我讲的，他们顶不是只有知识。
Being in pillars, they are not just only have they just they not they do not only have knowledges.
他们有让我们更让我们渴慕、更可以学习的一些生命的榜样。
They are a life example of Christ in our lives.
他们不是只有讲。
Not just by their words.
他们是行动者。
They are action heroes.
他本身呢有两个孩子。
They have two children.
两个都一个已经在一个已经在非洲 Africa, right?
One is in Africa.
然后呢都是在宣教，然后现在另外一个也快要进入这种宣教的工厂。
The other is going into the mission field.
所以我们可以知道，我通常很敬佩这种家里面的孩子出来是服侍神的。
I really respect
全世界服侍神的。
Children who are willing to be missionaries.
所以我们今天很荣幸请到他为我们讲母亲节的信息。
To give us the message for Mother's Day.
那我们也知道他们以前是菲律宾的宣教士。
They were in Philippines as missionaries.
他们特别爱。东方的人
They love Asian
不是我们可爱
It's not just because we're likable
有些人说东方人不是很可爱、啊、
Actually some people say
有人这样跟我讲、啊、
not very lovable Some people told me about
但是他们特别爱东方人
But they love Asian people
因为神是爱
Because God is love
我们时间就交给我们的讲员
We will give the time to Mrs.
It's true. I saw my interpreter going up front, and I was just ready to follow.
我看见我那个翻译上来了，我也决定要跟着上来了。
It's my pleasure to be here this morning.
我很高兴今天早上可以和大家在一起。
To take a few minutes to honor my mother.
我今天要借这个机会来尊崇我的母亲。
Honor each of you mothers.
也同时尊崇在座的每一位母亲。
And also challenge all of us to be better mothers.
也同时给大家一个挑战，让我们能够成为更好的母亲。
I'm so grateful for the two children that the Lord has given to me.
我真的是很感谢神为我的两个孩子，神给了把他们给我。
And our dear sister did have the big ideas correct this morning, but the details a little correction might be in order.
那师母这个说她要讲的信息的时候，可能大意是对的，但是可能有一些细节是没有大概不太清楚。
My oldest child, Robert.
我的大孩子叫做 Robert
is in South Korea
不是在非洲是在南韩
right ministry wrong country
是这个施工是对的但是国家是搞错了
and my youngest daughter Roanna
我的女儿小女儿叫做 Roanna
she's actually been here in this church quite a bit teaching the children
她经常到我们教会来教小朋友
she graduates in May
她五月份就大学毕业了
And is this morning in a church, and it is her second Sunday as the newly hired children's pastor.
到今天呢，在一个教会里，这是她第二天的工作。她已经在那个教会里接受职位，当这个儿童的牧师。
And she is feeling a deep call to counseling, and I think that is in part due to the example of Sister Swartz.
那她觉得神对她有呼召，让她进入这个咨询这方面，可能也跟那个。妈咪的这个影响有关系。
I would like to take a few minutes to honor my mother this morning. I think first of all because
那今天我想借这个机会呢，来尊重我的母亲。其中第一个原因是这样的。
As admittedly, I see her growing older. She remains sweet.
那有一个原因是说，虽然我的母亲这个年纪渐长哈，但是她仍然是那么那个。
I also want to honor her today because she prayed for me.I saw her pray for me with tears many times.
我的母亲年纪渐长，但是仍然非常的可爱。然后呢，而且我经常看到她为我祷告，流泪为我祷告。
I also praise her today because she often challenged me and forced me to meet my goals.
那我也今天想在这里那个称赞她，因为她经常就是鼓励我、鞭策我，让我迎接我所的迎接挑战，让我能够达到更高的目标。
And she often told me, "You will do what's right. You don't have to like it."
那我的妈妈经常跟我说，你不喜欢，但是你仍然要做那个对的事情。
The only love I can think of that outshines a mother's love is the love of Christ on Calvary.
那我唯一能想到能够超越母亲的爱的那种爱，就是主耶稣在加利在各个他那个地方所展现的爱，那是唯一一个能够超越母爱的。
Many times she showed me her special love, even when I didn't act like I cared.
那虽然我的时候表现不怎么样，我很多时候表现不怎么样，但是妈妈仍然给了我那无私的爱。
How often we are guilty of treating Jesus that way?
我们是不是经常对待主耶稣也是这样呢？
And she sacrificed greatly for me and for my sister.
那我妈妈为我们姊妹几个做出了很大的牺牲。
She asked me to find my talent and use it for Christ.
妈妈鼓励我找到我的恩赐所在，并且把这个恩赐使用在服侍神上。
And she brought great happiness into my life.
因此，她给我的生命里带来了很大的喜乐。
Even still today, she's always ready to help me.
即便到今天，她仍然是随时准备帮助我。
However, the beginning of my memories living with my mother were not always so pleasant, and it wasn't her fault.
虽然尽管如此，现在我们的关系这么美好，但是我最初对我妈妈的记忆，跟她在一起的时候，那个记忆并不是一个很让我喜欢的记忆，而且这并不是她的错。
My mother, who was raised in a Christian home, became a very rebellious teenager.
我妈妈在年轻的时候，虽然她的父母亲都是基督徒，她生长在基督化的家庭里，但是她自己在年轻的时候却有很叛逆。
She married a very troubled young man against her parents' advice.
那因此她不顾父母的反对呢，就是跟一个另外一个年轻人结婚。
And although I know it's not a story that is uniquely mine, even some of you here this morning could share a story much like it, the story of my childhood is actually very, very sad.
那也可能我想我不是在座当中唯一的一个，就是有一个很不幸的童年。
My father had anger issues.
我爸爸脾气很坏。
I'm not sure of all of the reasons why, but he refused to allow God to help him.
我不知道为什么，但是他这个坏脾气，而且他不愿意接受神的帮助。
So even after my mother came back to Jesus,
当我母亲在年纪大一点的时候，她就回转向神
，and started serving Christ faithfully. He didn't follow.
而且非常忠心地服侍神的时候，但是我的父亲并没有跟他一起。
And so there was deep friction in our home.
那所以在我们的家里就会有出现很多摩擦。
Until finally they had to divorce when I was a little older.
所以在我稍微长大一点的时候，我们的父母亲最后终于离婚了。
And then, of course, there was the battle who gets the kids.
那当然，这个离婚就牵扯到说，这个父母双方谁有孩子的抚养权。
My mother felt so desperately that she wanted to keep us girls so she could raise us for God.
那我妈妈真的是非常想说能够亲自来抚养我们姐妹两个，这样她可以把我们带到神的面前。
And the battle in and out of courts was fierce.
所以这个就在一直到在法庭上跟我父亲争这个抚养权的时候，真的是搞得非常的。
I remember one day when I was already in school.
那个时候我已经上学了。
I came home one day from school, and my father was there, and he was beating on my mother.
那天我放学回家的时候，就看见，正好看到我父亲正在打我妈妈。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办好。
But I thought of someone I knew, and I thought I'll go get help.
那我那时候就想到一个我认识的人，我想去找他来让他帮忙。
This was quite possibly before the days of 911.
这个恐怕是在这个911之前的事情了。
So I just ran as fast as my little legs would take me. I ran.
就是说那个时候还没有这个就是911的系统，你可以打电话就叫警察，所以那个时候我就只好拼命的跑。
They later told me that I ran almost a mile.
那个后来他们告诉我跑了大概有一迈远。
The gentleman threw me in the back seat of his car, and we went back to my house.
那我找的这个人听到了以后，就赶快把我放在车上，然后就开车带我去我的家。
And when we arrived, my mother was almost dead. We took her to the hospital.
那我们到家里的时候，妈妈已经被打得很厉害，奄奄一息了。然后我们就把她带到医院去。
Why was she willing to risk her life, literally being so strong for what she thought was right that she was willing to die?
那他那时候那么信念那么坚定要留下我们抚养我们，他甚至愿意把他的生命都付上这样的代价，他为什么会这么坚信呢？
Because she believed in the job of a godly mother.
因为他相信这个 神所赋予母亲的那个神圣的职责。
Many years have passed since that day.
从那个时候到现在已经过去很多年。
And my dad's still not a Christian.
我父亲仍然不是一个基督徒。
But now, as a godly mother, she's still telling me, "You have to forgive him. We have to forgive him."
但是，即便到今天，妈妈真的是她是一个爱神的妈妈，她常常跟我说，你要原谅她，我们都要原谅她。
I could tell you sad stories all day, but I don't want to do that.
我可以讲很多这种很难让人难过的故事，但是我不今天不会这样一直讲下去。
But I will tell you something that just a couple of years the Lord helped me to do.
但是我也要告诉你一个，就是在过去的一两年当中，神是怎么帮助我的。
At my mother's constant insistence, I got in touch with my father.
那就是因为我妈妈一直这样的坚持，所以我开始跟我父亲有联系。
I sent him a card on Father's Day.
那有一次父亲节的时候，我给他寄了一个卡片。
I hadn't done that for years.
我已经很多年跟他没有接触了。
And in the card I wrote, "I'm sorry for my bad attitude."
那在这张卡片里当中，我跟他道歉，我跟他说我对不起，我对你的态度不好。
I haven't thought any kind thoughts about you.
我想到你的时候都没有好的想法。
But I told him that God had convicted me for that.
但是我跟他讲说，神已经让我看见我这样做不对。
And that during this special season, when people remembered their fathers,
那特别在这个父亲节的时候呢
，I was choosing to be forgiving.
我就愿意选择来原谅你。
And I told him that when he was old, if I needed to, I would take care of him.
然后我跟他讲，如果你年纪大了需要我的时候，我会愿意照顾你。
And you know, God is starting to heal.Yesterday, my daughter got a graduation card from him.
那真的神开始医治我们这个家庭。那昨天我女儿毕业的时候，我的父亲就给她寄了一张卡片。
You must understand, this is a very hardened man, hardened against God.
你要明白说他是一个心很硬的人。
And inside, he told her in the card that he was proud of her and the life choices she's making.
那在这个他写给我女儿的卡片当中，他说他很为我女儿做的这个选择感到骄傲。
He told me recently on the phone, "I'm proud of you, kid."
那而且最近他在打电话的时候跟我说，我为我的为你们姐妹两个感到很骄傲。
And he sent her $50, and I think that's amazing, because he's quite stingy.
我父亲是很吝啬的人，那我女儿毕业的时候，他还送给她50块钱，那我觉得这个真的是已经是很大的进步了。
Why do I say all of this?
我为什么要跟你讲这些呢？
Because to me, my mother is an example of a strong, strong mother.
因为我妈妈真的是一个很强壮、很强壮的母亲。
She was there no matter how difficult it was.
不管情况多么糟糕、多么困难，她都会在那里。
She was ready to make any sacrifice to raise us for God.
她真的是愿意随时做出任何的牺牲，就为了把我们姊妹两个养大在神的面前。
There were times because she chose to raise us alone that we did not have much money.
那个时候她选择独自一人抚养我们长大，那我们家庭情况就很困难。
I remember one night we weren't sure what we were going to have for supper. Actually, there wasn't anything.
那个时候我记得有一次到晚上该吃晚餐的时候，家里真的是没有什么东西，我们都不知道有什么可吃的。
And then she remembered that she had in her purse a little plastic bag, and in that bag there was some dried fruits and nuts.
那这时候她就想起来说，她的那个包里有一个小口袋，那个口袋有一些里面有一些干的那个果子，还有那个豆子。
One of her friends had given that to her, and I don't remember why.
那她那个时候不知道为什么，她其中一个她有一个朋友给了她一袋那样的。
But it was all we had for supper. So to make it fun, she put a very small table in the middle of the room.
所以她这个就是我们所有的一切作为晚餐的东西。那所以她就是为了让这个比较有意思呢，她就放了一个小桌子在屋子中间。
And she put a little artificial flower in the middle of the table.
然后这个小桌子上放了一个小小的一个假花。
And we had a special occasion.
那对我们来说就好像变成了一个很特别的机会，能够跟她一起享受这一点点食物。
We forgot that we were hungry.
那个，因为这样，我们就忘记说自己肚子有多饿。
Because we were having fun.
因为那个时候这是一件很开心的事情。
And after I got old enough, I had some money. I started eating, and I haven't stopped.
等我后来长大一点，等我有钱了，我就开始吃，然后到现在也没有停下来。
No, I'm just kidding.
开玩笑的。
She's a strong mother.
她真的是一个很强壮的、很伟大的母亲。
Raising us for God was so very important.
所以对她来说，把她的孩子陪在神里面带大是很重要的。
And this morning,
所以今天早上
I would like for us to look in God's Word.
我们一起来看圣经。
In Proverbs chapter 31,
在箴言三十一章
in verse 28,
你的周报的里面那一页就有三十一章第十二节。
It says there, her children will rise up and call her blessed.
在这里面讲到说这个妇人说她的子女还会起来称她为有福。
Let's just talk about that first part of the verse first.
对不起，是三十一章二十八节。那我们一起来看这个二十八节的前半部分。
Her children will rise up and call her blessed.
她的儿女起来称她有福。
As you study this entire chapter, it gives us so many different ways to be good wives and good mothers.
如果你仔细看箴言三十一章的话，这里面讲到很多，就是作为一个才德的妇人，作为一个母亲，有很多方面她这个能干的地方。
Preparing for the needs of our family.
你为家人准备他们的需要
，taking care of the top priorities，
然后所需要的一切都准备好。
As I was studying in a commentary, a Clark's commentary, actually，
当我有一次在读这个章，然后看解经书的时候
，He said that she considers a good education and divine influence the two top priorities.
那这个他解经书里讲到说这个才德的妇人他认为这个两个很重要的事情就是一个好的教育 和跟神的这个密切的关系
That is what this godly mother in this chapter finds important
那就是在这里面我们讲的这个才德的妇人他看重的东西是这两方面
She knows that if she correctly trains her children they will more easily follow God
他知道，如果他那个正确的来教养他的孩子的话，那对孩子来说，跟随神就不那么困难。
I remember my mother saying, "You will do what I say. You don't have to like it."
那我记得我妈妈经常跟我说，你不喜欢，即便你不喜欢，你仍然要照我说的去做。
And you know why she said that? Because when we do what's right, it does bring happiness into our lives.
你知道她为什么这么说吗？因为当我们在神面前做对的事情的时候，最终是会给我们带来幸福。
The children in this verse, the children who are rising up and calling her blessed, are educated.
那我们这里讲到她的儿女起来称她有福，她的这些儿女是受到很好教育的。
She has educated them mentally.
她们在思想上带领他们
，physically，
而且在身体上照顾他们
，and spiritually。
而且在属灵的事情上，这个母亲也一直在教导他们。
The godly mother teaches the whole child.
这个属灵的母亲是要教导这个孩子在各个方面都能够健康的成长。
Yes, to the godly mother, the child's feelings are definitely important.
所以对于这个爱神的母亲来说，这个孩子的感受是很重要的。
But his happiness is not more important than his training to be holy.
但是孩子是不是感到高兴感到幸福并不能够超越说他们是不是应该受到属神的教育
Her children are taught to be decent
那他的孩子被他养大是有
They are taught to be orderly
他们这个母亲教他们要有规矩
The godly mother trains her children to follow God
这个属神的母亲教她的孩子要跟随神。
And this scripture also says that her husband will rise up and he will praise her.
那这个圣经当也告诉我们说她的丈夫也称赞她。
And I have heard my mother's husband say, even though they're not together, even though he's not a godly man, I've heard him say, you have a wonderful mother.
那我 虽然我的父亲他不信神，但是他曾经跟我说过，说你的妈妈真的是很棒。
We were pastoring a church several years ago.
那几年前我们曾经在一个教会做牧师。
And I heard the husband of one of my best friends say special things about her.
那我记得我有一个很好的朋友，他的先生也这样称赞过他。
He said my children are well behaved.
他这个先生说我的孩子很有规矩。
He said my house is always clean.
那我的家里总是很干净。
There's good food on my table.
然后有好吃的食物。
She's always where she ought to be.
而且我的太太总是在她该在的地方。
And she never spends too much money.
而且也不是乱花钱。
He said she deserves praise.
所以他说她真的是很值得称赞。
He said this one Sunday morning in a Mother's Day service.
那这个先生是在有一次母亲节的这个教会的时候跟大家讲的。
And when I heard him saying those things, I thought, Thelma, my friend, is the woman from Proverbs 31:28.
那当我听到他先生这样讲的时候，我就想到说，我的这个朋友真的就像这个箴言31:28讲的这个妇人。
I want to be the woman of Proverbs 31:28.
我也盼望自己能够成为这个箴言31:28讲到的这个妇人。
I know my mother is this woman.
我知道我妈妈就是这样一个人。
We can all be this woman with God's grace and help.
靠神的恩典，靠神的帮助，我们都可以成为这样的妇人。
So may I take just the last 4 minutes of my time here with you this morning to tell you what we need to teach our children?
那我就想借今天这剩下的这几分钟来告诉你，我们到底应该教给我们的孩子什么东西。
We cannot omit these things.
我们不能把这些事情忽略掉。
If we want them to call us blessed.
如果我们希望有一天他们会起来称我们有福的话，我们一定要教导他们这些。
We must teach them that God is love.
我们要教他们说神是爱。
And that God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
We must teach them that God's love never ends.
我们要告诉他们神的爱是永恒的。
Just as His very existence.Always will be.
就好像神自己是永恒的一样，他的爱也一样会长存。
We must teach our children that they are sinners.
我们要教导我们的孩子知道他们是罪人。
One of the most deadly mistakes is to teach your children that they're perfect.
那我们常常犯的一个错误就是说，我们会称赞我们的孩子，就说你们真是很好，我们把他想成完全的美好。
When we spoil our children and teach them that we think they are so wonderful.It's a death sentence spiritually.
那如果我们宠爱他们到一个地步，然后让他们觉得自己一切都好的时候，那个是一个很大的危险。
They must know that the things that they do on purpose that are wrong are sin.
他们必须知道，如果他们故意去做那些错的事情的时候，这就是罪。
And we must teach them that Jesus is the only solution for sin.
那我们就要教导他们知道说耶稣是唯一能够解决他们罪的问题。
In this world that is teaching tolerance, we must not be tolerant of other religions. Jesus is the only way to heaven.
那当这个世界一直在讲容忍，在讲接纳的时候，我们不能让孩子接纳其他的宗教，一定要告诉他耶稣是唯一的出路。
Yes, we should be loving toward all men.
我们是应该爱众人。
We should seek to be a missionary to all men.
我们要向众人都成为宣教士。
But we must be clear, Jesus is the only way to heaven.
但是我们要清楚地知道，唯有耶稣才能使我们与神和好。
And once we're sure that our children have given their hearts and their lives to Christ, we must teach them how to grow spiritually.
当有一天我们孩子愿意把他们的生命、把他们的心交给神的时候，我们就要教他们怎么在主里面成长。
We must teach them to read God's word daily.
要教他们每天读神的话。
Before they're big enough to read, we must read to them.
如果他们还小不能自己读的话，你就要读给他听。
We must teach them to talk to God daily.
我们也要教他们每天和神谈话。
And we must teach them to keep their conscience clean and clear.
然后我们要教给他们，让他们自己的良心是清洁的。
You know that little voice that speaks to you and is so faithful to you to tell you don't do that.
你告诉他说，你的心里面是不是有一个声音告诉你有些事情该做，有些事情不该做？
Hey, you should do this. That's not the right decision. That's the Holy Spirit.
当那个声音跟你说你不应该这样做，这样做是不对的时候，那个就是圣灵在跟你说话。
Disney World said it's Jiminy Cricket, but it's not.
那个 Disney 有一个动画片讲说那是一个小蟋蟀在跟你说话，那个不是的。
It's the Holy Spirit, and He's so faithful.
那个是一个很忠实、很信实的圣灵在跟你说话。
He'll be faithful to us mothers.
圣灵也对我们也是信实的。
And He will also enable us to teach our children to hear His voice.
圣灵也会帮助我们，让我们教会我们的孩子去聆听圣灵的指引。
Let's teach our children that it's more important to be holy than to be happy.
我们要教我们的孩子在神面前完全圣洁是比自己的开心更重要的。
Let's teach our children the value of hard work.
我们要教孩子努力工作的价值。
You don't work, you don't eat.
如果你不工作就没有饭吃。
Let's teach our children that marriage is one man and one woman.
我们要教他婚姻是一男一女之间的。
That it is hard work.
婚姻也是要经营的，要建造的。
And that is for life.
而且是要一生之久的。
Let's teach our children to work before they play.
也要教会孩子说工作在玩耍之前。
And let's tell our children, honey, life is not all about you.
然后要教他说人生并不是以你为中心的。
And you know, if we do these things, our children someday will say beautiful things about us.
你知道，如果你忠心的这样做的话，有一天你的儿女会起来称赞你。
Mothers, they'll say honorable things about you and me.
那他们会说那些让我们那个得到尊崇的话。
They'll rise up and call us blessed.
儿女会起来称我们有福。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。